Let's continue our conversation about Chol of Yisrael. We learned last night the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and how it's pretty clear from the Pischei Tshuva that there's a real issur, even in a situation where there's no concern of there being any davar tameh. They created a bedavar minyan as a gzera. You can't have any milk if it had not been watched by a Jew or with the yotze v'nichna, nisaf yotze, or with the yid sitting outside. The different heterim we found. But if there's no Jew in sight, so then there is no such heter. Before we begin even the Chuz Rav Moshe, I did a little research on the video camera. The OU permits a video camera. They quote that Rav Poskim permit the camera. I saw Rabbi Hoffman had a very short article on it where he said that Rav Elyashiv permits video cameras as a form of Chalav Yisrael, while others, Rav Sternbach and someone else, says they don't rely on Chalav Yisrael, on video cameras rather. So that's a debate by video cameras, but I don't know what the other, the Kashi organizations, how they paskin. I didn't see on their website Star K or Kaf K, but I did see the OU did quote Rav Poskim that permit video cameras. So
Does they actually watch it all the time, or they just have it there?
I'm not sure how. I don't know what practice. There has to be some level. I mean, at least the people milking has to think that someone's watching on the other end. That's what the shaila I mentioned, I think it was last night. If it's on Shabbos, that they're milking on Shabbos, non-Jews, they're allowed to. They know no one's watching the video camera on Shabbos itself, but if they're aware that someone could really look over the videotape afterwards, and they think someone really will look over the videotape, whether that's going to be sufficient enough.
Why can't you watch it on Shabbos?
It's not appropriate to watch a video camera on Shabbos, to watch a TV on Shabbos.
The milk that we get was never milked on Shabbos. The Chol of Israel is not milked on Shabbos.
No, if it's owned, I don't know who owns if it's owned by Jews, that certainly cannot be. If it's owned by non-Jews, that certainly can be. Yeah. Okay. Let's look now first at the Rav Moshe has a few tshuvas here in a row. There's a correspondence back and forth here, and we'll go through the first two. The third one gets a little bit more involved, but you see the overall impression from Rav Moshe. So this is in Siman Mem Zayin. He says, "B'davar Chalav Shelha." Companies, b'midinaseinu, the companies, the factories that are in America, asher yesh pikuach hamemshala, that are overseen by the government, v'miyarvu chalav behema tmeya, if they were to mix any milk from a non-kosher animal, yanshu, they're going to get punished, financially punished, they're going to be shut down, v'gam yaskiras ha'isek shalhem, they're going to close down the facilities, shalachin, v'adai mirtasi mil'arev, they're certainly going to be scared to mix any tamei milk inside. So yesh tam gadol, there's a very good reason, lahatir af below shitas ha-prichadosh, without the prichadosh, which we maybe made reference to yesterday, I don't remember, but with, even without the prichadosh, mishum da ha-ikr, diyadiya brura hu kiriya mamish. Knowing is like seeing. There's no meaning of seeing. You think when the Jew sees it, he creates some type of lishma, some chaloshem chalav Yisrael. It's not about re'iyah. There's no meaning of re'iyah. It's about yediyah, being aware that it's there's no chalav tameh inside. So yediyah brura equals the re'iyah that's mentioned. And he quotes the Gemara in Shavuos, which may have seen in Shavuos and Daf Yomi, Daf Lamedalad Gam Le'edus Demamun. When it comes to Edus Mamun, you don't actually have to see a re'iyah, a real re'iyah. It's enough to have a yediyah. The person admits that he owes money, that's a yediyah brura. He's moda. You don't have to have someone actually see what took place. Ugedola Mizeh brings another proof that yediyah is like re'iyah. Yeah? Right, I get right. But the question with that is that going to be enough of a fear factor? That's the real question. The government, they're scared they're going to be shut down. Guys, see the video camera. How many people like commit crimes even though they know every corner of New York City has a camera? So I would distinguish though between a criminal in New York City who's not thinking straight versus a person who has a company who's quite aware and he really could lose his business even though it's not from the government. It's still from a Kashi's agency. So I could see both sides, how it would make sense. Okay. Ugdolam is a greater than this, a greater proof. Isa betosvos yivamos daf memhei b'shem yesh mefarshim gam l'din riyas bezdin l'tfilas ger. Same thing with the tfilas ger. They don't watch him actually go, and they see he's that, or he or she, right? It's very uncomfortable, of course, if a woman's going to the mikvah to do tfilas geris, but it has to have a bezdin, which means three men. How do three men see the woman going to the mikvah? So all they do is after she goes down, as long as they see everything's below the water, they don't see what's inside the water, but they see everything's below the water line, that's enough of proof, enough of yediyah to accomplish a re'iyah. He takes it a step further. Vizel geder anansadi shematinu bahar bimakomis. We find this many places. The anansadi, we could testify. Anansadi doesn't really mean that we testify. It means that there's such a strong idea, it's as if we saw something. The afle eide kiyuma the kedushin shaf shilaro el hayichud eide yichud. What's eide yichud? Eide yichud. All they are, they're outside the room and they know that to chas and kala inside by themselves. They didn't see anything, but that's enough for proof. A yedia brura is enough for proof to accomplish sharia. So these are a few of the proofs. He goes on a little bit longer here to discuss this concept, but we see again that Ramosha thinks since the government is overseeing everything, there's a certain fear factor that yediyah is sufficient to create riyah. Just in general about Rav Moshe's tshuvas, it's always so fascinating how he brings rise from all over the place to prove his point from places that anyone else never would have thought of to really get the point across. So now go to the other side of the page here to continue this. This is the bottom of the right column. He says, after going through again some other proofs which we're not going to walk through, V'lachein b'chalav she'asu rak b'chalvo akum v'ein yisal ro'ehu. The challah that's aser because it was milked by a non-Jew and wasn't observed by a Jew. Yesh lehatiro gam b'Yisrael yodim yediya brura dehavi kriya. He's repeating his point that one's allowed to permit it since there's a strong enough awareness. It's ki'ilu he saw it. Vizeh shim yarvu, if they mix it up with tamei milk, yanshu, they're going to get punished. The Yitzarachu Liskor HaEsek Shalhem, they're going to shut down. Shuhar Vacha Shukam Alafim, they're going to lose thousands of dollars. Vamim Shala Mashkachas Alam, they're going to oversee them. Va'ada Yediyah Brua, that's certainly called enough of awareness. Shehi Kiriya. Shulhaya Bechal Yisurim. Vizeuhu Kam Gam Lachli Alma, De'ein Tam Lachalik Lachlik Bazar. There's no reason to argue. No one can contend with the Shita of the Ramosha. Vulachain. Those who want to rely on this and be lenient, yesh lo tam gadol v'rashai. There's strong proof, there's strong reason, and it's certainly permitted. Many shomer Torah rely on this. V'gam harbe rabbanim, even rabbanim. V'chas v'shalom lomar she'osin shelo kedin. Chas v'shalom, to say that shomer Torah, rabbanim, are violating this isser and drinking milk that's against the isser mid rabbanim. So that's what he says, that's the heter. But he concludes, which is not as famous, those who don't look inside, this is has become more famous among certain groups. Aval mikol makom, lebali nefesh, min haroi, lehachmir, ve'em bezeh mishum yuhura, those bali nefesh should be stringent in only having chalav Yisrael. It's not considered being arrogant that I'm better than you. Certainly now that wouldn't be the case because it's so easy, it's so readily available, and certainly now would not be considered arrogant of any sort. V'kach ani noeg l'hachmir l'atmi. Says Rav Moshe, he himself was stringent to only have a chalav Yisrael. I believe there are other reports that he may not have been so machmir. I don't know, maybe you know better from being lower east side. But I think there are some claims that he wasn't as machmir, even though he writes he was machmir.
That's what his son says.
His son says, right?
Yeah.
That he himself had chalav sam. So he wrote something here, unclear.
He told me personally.
Right, so.
He told me what? That his father had chalav sam.
So.
I asked for Dovid tonight.
To be machmir, okay.
This was 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, it was different times also.
Yeah.
What they had access to then was what they had access to.
Correct. So it's very hard to, you know, to claim that one should not really have chalav Yisrael. It's so easy. It's such an easy thing to do. Aval Misha wrote to Lahakel, who also Kadino, anyone who wants to be lenient certainly is following Halacha. Vein Lachshivo Kimizalza Beisurin, you shouldn't think a person is desecrating, disgracing anyway, any Yisurim, it's completely fine. In other words, don't make a big deal of it. I would imagine, not to put pressure on anyone, I'm not asking for a show of hands here, but anyone who comes out at night to learn, I would certainly put them in the category of Bali Nefesh to
Machmir.
What? This is true also, but still. That alone, I would consider Bali Nefesh. There are many people who do the same thing during the day and then nighttime the same thing. So the fact that you take at least a half an hour out to learn, in my book at least, my book could be wrong. I don't know what the definition of Bali Nefesh is, but in my definition of Bali Nefesh, this is Bali Nefesh.
Right, what about the heter of, like, if you don't have an equivalent quality item? So the yogurts, you know. Some people say, you know, I don't like the Chalav Israel yogurts.
Yeah, so we haven't gotten to other products yet of yogurt and cheese and butter. Maybe we could discuss that. But at least in the world of milk, yeah. I've never found the quality. I found that the expiration, it's going to expire much sooner. Yeah. But the quality itself doesn't, you can't taste the difference.
The price.
Exactly, the price also. Yeah. So,
It's a silly question, but it's not just milk.
Yeah, we're going to get to the butter and cheese and all the other stuff. Tonight's Wednesday, so I guess Monday I'm not around. I assume most of you are not around either. Tuesday, Mir Tashem will pick up. So Tuesday we'll discuss, I think the next sif is butter, cheese.
Oh,
he doesn't address it, exactly. He doesn't address any part of that, right, at this stage.
Any milk product would be included in
Yeah, show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so we're going to discuss butter next week, but right now he's not mechalek between anything. Butter, simply because you cannot make butter from non-kosher milk. Yeah, we'll see. No, next week will be very clear he'll address Chema very directly. Okay, let's do the last paragraph from the top left here. Actually, let's skip this last part. He talks about whether you have to be matir or neder. Yeah.
If one does not keep Chalav Yisrael, they drink Chalav Yisrael, does one gain anything if at times they drink the Chalav Yisrael? Does that make sense?
No, I don't. Like, it's an interesting question. It does make sense. Is there a point in, you know, being machmir from time to time? Is there like a hiddur involved in that?
If you gain anything.
So.
Yeah. Or with certain items.
It's an interesting question.
Right, like, yeah. let's say for the pots, if it's something is better or cheaper, so you can buy, let's say, the pots palter over the pots,
right.
Whatever it is. So the Chalav Yisrael, let's say for certain items, they're equal, so you'll buy the Chalav Yisrael, but some you really feel, so you don't want it. Like, does it work like that, or it's either right. Yes or no?
Right. Like, you're in the mall, and you want Haagen-Dazs,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I hear. It's a good question. In terms of that... It's a good cook. Could you do half and half? Could you switch it for certain products? You really like Dunkin' Donuts. You know, so you want to... the whole powdered milk, we're not going to discuss, but powdered milk doesn't seem to be something
maybe
you can really rely on.
Is it a chumra thing for life? Is it a chumra in that moment?
I mean, I haven't seen it addressed. I would imagine if you accept upon yourself, you should keep it the whole way through. That's what I would imagine. You know, the other... Yeah?
There was one post that you told me. I mean, I didn't listen to it. When you're traveling, you know, out of town or whatever, this, that, so then you could be making
right.
The food.
Right, exactly. If this is, you have to figure out if this is, if you think Ramosh is wrong, you think Mikra Din, you have to follow all the other poskim that it's also to have Chalav Stam, and there's no leeway. If you hold Ramosha that it's a Chumrah, so you're keeping the Chumrah of Chalav Yisrael. So now if you're in a situation where you can't find it, you go into India, where you can't find any Chalav Yisrael, so that's a different story. Then you could fall back on Rav Moshe that you could be Mekel. But if you're going to Haagen-Dazs, you're going to the mall because you happen to like it and you're very tempted, that to me doesn't seem like it would be permitted. Seth was asking another question initially. Let's say you don't hold of, you hold of Chalav Stam. I have all Chalav. But is there a value to sometimes have the Chalav Yisrael this time? You know, on our Shabbos we discussed for Pas Yisrael. Even though the whole year we don't keep Pas Yisrael necessarily on Aseres Metshuva, on Shabbos, we are Machmir to have Pas Yisrael. Is there such an Indian by Chalav Yisrael? I'm not familiar about that. I haven't seen it addressed, so I'm not sure.
Isn't it a little different because, let's say, like the OU gives Hashkocha? So it's not like you're just like not really relying on the Heter of Chalav Stam that. The government, let's say, you're not really, you're relying on Hashkacha. You understand what I'm saying?
It's no. It's still not Chalav Yisrael. They're just saying that it's kosher.
No, they're saying it's Chalav Yisrael.
No, they're not.
Why is that different?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm just saying, if you have Chalav Stam, that comes with an OU symbol on it. Would that be okay?
That's Ramosha. So if you, again, it depends on your perspective, Ramosha.
Ramosha claims Ramosha, you don't really need it.
Of course you need Hashkacha. Yeah, of course you do.
Level.
No,
you need Hashkacha for other ingredients. Correct, it's not Chalav, it's Chalav Stam. It's
Chalav Stam. Just with their...
Yeah, it's not Chalav Yisrael.
No, but you're saying it's still a higher level than if you were somewhere and you were relying on the local government.
Why?
That doesn't have an OU.
No, because the OU's products...
You're still providing some type of oversight.
No.
Not just the government.
I don't think so. No. I think it's OU...
They have to look at the products. They have to see... If it's just straight milk...
They put it vitamin D.
But they're not watching the milking process. So it's not Chalav Stam. Correct. The milking process, they're relying on FDA. But any other added ingredients, that's themselves.
Right, so that's still a higher level.
It could be a higher level, but it's not going to make it Chalav Yisrael. Yeah, exactly. Still not Chalav Yisrael. Okay. Okay, let's do the next tshuva. You know what? Okay, let's look at the next shuv O Binyan Hanal Simon Memches. We just underlined now. Rav She Kavet Terasa Shalachli, the next paragraph in the same page. The underlines Shalachli Tshuva Mafkid Hashalton Shonis Hazehu Rak. What's the penalty? If a guy's caught mixing up some other products, not a big penalty. Rak Me'etzim V'Chamisha $1, $25, $100. It's not going to really hit the guy's pocket too hard, so he's not really scared if he gets caught. Vegam him mekabel shochta, you could always bribe the government officials. Lo nisbatla bezeh hayidia, he doesn't think emotions. That's not enough of a reason to discount the FDA. Mishum de'ein lem b'shul ma lavor hu lehanesh v'litein shochad de'ein lios mezeh revach shimasu nafshayu alzeh. They're not going to bribe the guys to save themselves $25, $100. They're not going to bribe them. It's not worth it for them. Dechaven she'asim medina ha'memshal la'ariv. It's also to do this. If they want to have workers to start milking a horse, a camel, or pig, it's going to be very expensive to try to accomplish that. And also to bribe all the workers, sheishla company, that they should be quiet, that they're sneaking in some horse milk here. Also to start bribing all the different government officials, that's going to be very expensive to try to hide such a program. Shaf sheshachad hu davar matzah, even though bribe is very common. Mikomakum, the davar piersim keita company, when something that's so public, that's so challenging to do. Shane Osen Batsman Eli de Paulin hu davar kasha shiru milikach shochad. So he thinks it's very, very unlikely that they would ever go through the efforts and money in bribing them to mix in some horse milk and pig milk. Now, last two lines of the tshuva here. V'yaf b'shvil onesh katan lo yariv, even though a small little penalty is not going to deter them so much. Ubefrat shim yavur eze pamim. Sorry, the small onesh will cause and prevent them. It will deter them. And befrat in particular, shim yavur eze pamim, if they violate it multiple times, vada yichu mimenu ha license. They're going to suspend the license for having a milk factory. Going to the next page now, the sheyeh muchach leskor laskor eisek, it's going to cause them to shut down the business. K'mo shenagin bahar bidvarim shemein moel onish mamon, if the financial penalty doesn't work, on shem blekichas a license, are going to take away the license shuskiras haesek. So he thinks again, Ramosha thinks that it's enough of a fear factor. The fact that the FDA is overseeing it will be strong enough to ensure that they won't be doing anything they shouldn't be doing. And it goes on for a longer discussion. The final tshuva is also this much, much back and forth. This guy really wanted to get Rav Moshe to change his opinion, and Rav Moshe did not budge. Okay, let's go now to the last page here, the final side here, Simen Lamed Ches. Simen Lamed Ches, he's talking about, if you read just the underlines here, Bedavar Chalav Ha Companies. There is another tshuva, by the way, they quote in Chelek Dalet of Yoredeya. That's the eighth Chelek of Igros Moshe. Unclear about who was involved in those writing of the letters. The writing itself is very different. It's not his standard writing. So I've heard from some of my rabbanim that they don't necessarily rely on all the tshuvas that appear there. So he has a much stronger language in the in that chelik. It's in Yerdeya chelik Dalad Simon Hey. If you want to take a look there, he says you should only rely on it b'shas hadachak. That's what he says there, which is the strongest formulation we have in all cases. But again, unclear who really authored that.
It was after he was
dead. Exactly, right. So that's why, what?
His grandson?
Yeah, I'm not sure who exactly, but Rav Schechter has some, you know.
His grandson had a lot of
conversations with
me. Yeah. So, but there are a lot of things that are there that seem to be inconsistent with other tshuvas that he wrote. So that's, if you know it well enough, which I don't, but I've heard this from Rav Shechter. So let's take a look now at Simon Lamed Ches, Lamed Hey rather. B'davar chalav ha-company shemidin aseinu shibarati b'sefer igros Moshe shemim mem zayin b'chelik yerdeya shalek iser chalav shechal v'akum v'ein yisel ro'ehu. With regards to companies, there is no iser. By the way, just this is so interesting, Rav Moshe. You know, the whole idea of companies was a new thing, I guess, with America in the 1900s, these huge factories. This wasn't really addressed before, and he was also the one that was behind the heter of, Bishul Akum, he said the same thing as well, manufacturing that he had as well, the manufacturer, because there's no issue of chassis, of, you don't know who's making it out in Alaska, who's cooking the fish there, you're not going to marry the guy's daughter. So this is interesting, just overall seeing the historical point here, that Rav Moshe had another heter when it came to the milk made by these big companies. Aval mikol makom, min haroi lebali nefesh lahachmir. He says this again, even though it's permitted, a bal nefesh should be machmir. Shemitam ze vaday roi lemenahale yeshivos ketanos sheyidnu la talmidim cholov shel elu a company shemamidin yisrael lerosa chaliva. So he recommends that all the menalim and the Rosh Yeshiva, that they buy Chalav Yisrael for all their students. V'yafshu b'yokir me'at, even though it's slightly more expensive. Shilei yeshivos ole zesach gadol meshach hashana, over the course of the year, it's going to add up to a lot of extra money. V'amatav shel yeshivos dachuk b'shanim elu. And it's not easy for yeshivas that, during his time, not during our time either. It's always hard to try to collect money for yeshivas. Shebishvil zeh, Makilin Beza Yeshivos. Some find that it's an unnecessary expense for them to have to buy Chalav Yisrael. Mikol Makom, Rav Moshe writes, Kedai Lahachmir, it's very, very a good idea to be stringent. Ki Gam Zehu Min Yanei Chinuch, that's also part of Chinuch. Vilimud, Shiyodu Shekedai Veroi Levnei Torah Lahachmir Af Kishesh Rak Chashash Isra. Just to train the kids that it's very worthwhile to be stringent, even though there's only a chashash, a sofik iser, one should really try to stay away from any chashash. It's a very good lesson in chinuch. Dimizeh yisbonenu, they're going to understand liros eich liare mi iser, how to be scared, be fearful of iser. V'chol hotzaos ha-yeshiva, all the different costs of the yeshiva, harehu kedei lechanich dor neman la-shem ul-taraso. It's all worthwhile to pay extra to raise a very trustworthy and children and talmidim that are yirei shemayim. When it comes to chinuch, we don't try to cut costs. Many great gedolim became gedolim because their parents, who were very poor, were willing to hire a personal rebbe, a personal tutor. I know we find it crazy. I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm just saying, I remember the story of Moshe. It's in the book that when he was in Europe, his father spent a lot of money for him to have a private tutor to become Rav Moshe. And I imagine they did not have much money back then, but where they wanted to spend the money wasn't on, sorry about this, but going to Florida or any other vacation, but it was really about having the children being trained and learned with a one-on-one tutor. Now, that's a whole other point why we don't, I'm not talking about when the yeshiva is not helping teach the kids. That's one issue. Rav Moshe was probably going to yeshiva where he was learning a lot, but to learn extra. When you spend so much money on yeshivas, they don't teach your kids anything, that's a whole other problem. But Rav Moshe was learning in yeshiva, and he was learning extra outside as well, and that's where they really spend the money. If you want your child to become a great tzaddik, great gadol, great talmid chacham, that's where the money should be spent. Don't really shortcut anything when it comes to chinuch. Avam bekomos, harachokos, shein sham companies. If you go to distant places where there are no companies, mechal v'sha yisrael ro'eyu, you can't find chal v'sral. This is David's point here. You're going to India, you're going somewhere where there's no chal v'sral, who davar kashimot, it's very hard, lahasik chal v'sha yisrael ro'eyu, b'shas ha-chaliba. So then, af liyachidim, ein lehem lahachmir, the individuals have no reason, even the yachidim, even those who find themselves a shomer Torah. You know, you're living in Memphis and you can't find Chalav Yisrael. You're Talmid Chacham living there.
Go to Orlando.
Orlando. Wherever, anywhere you're going. So, yeah. Fine.
It also, but in other countries, you don't have to be careful. You shouldn't rely on the promotion. Be very careful.
What? In other countries, you should not.
Because
they don't have the same type of regulations as America. That's also very important. That's a good point to mention. Some interesting points here. Forrest has a very strong Kedarko in his perspective on this. You know, he quotes Rav Moshe, but most poskim really argue Rav Moshe, and he keeps on saying how the Bali Nefesh should be machmir, like Rav Moshe himself repeats. So he says the following line. Nowadays, since Chalav Yisrael is easily available in most areas, Rav Moshe would probably agree that one should preferably drink only Chalav Yisrael. We said the same thing. He notes down here in the footnote, one should not be confused by the fact that some very close disciples of Rav Moshe use regular milk, even though Chalav Yisrael is available. They probably do so out of intense reverence for their great mentor. We have such a concept of certain kulas that you could rely on if you were a Talmud of that person. Rav Shechter, oftentimes Rav Shechter says that he has certain, whether kulas or chumras, that he has from Rav Soloveitchik, but it doesn't mean that you yourself should take on those chumras. He has a chumra or kula because Rav Soloveitchik was his Rabbi Muvak. But Rav Soloveitchik wasn't your Rabbi Muvak, so it doesn't mean you should follow that as well. So though the general practice, the way it usually works is the Gemara says, "Pok chazimai amadavar," go out and see what everyone's doing. We follow general practice. If you happen to have a Rebbe who is a Das Yachid, so you could follow that Das Yachid because he's your Rebbe. When it comes outside of that, outside of the Talmidim of the Rebbe, then you have to follow whatever is the norm. Other things that come up, I get this question once in a while about if you hold of Chalav Yisrael, are you allowed to eat at someone's house, Chalav Stam? He's serving you Chalav Yisrael, but the pots and pans are all, they trafed, if you will, with Chalav Stam. Is that going to be a problem? So it goes back to, again, whether you hold Rav Moshe, do you acknowledge Rav Moshe as being a chumra, or you think Mikra Din Chalav Stam is something that's going to be Aser. If the Shulchan Aruch says that the Yisrael didn't see it, he wasn't sitting outside, then Mamet Shtreif, then it can taka be a problem. What happens if you hold of Chalav Yisrael, but you go back to your parents and they don't hold Chalav Yisrael? Do you have to make your parents go buy Chalav Yisrael for yourself? So that's also something interesting to talk about, where I would recommend the person who, a person who is just machmir for Chalav Yisrael. He acknowledges Rav Moshe as the shita, we could rely on him, but he's machmir to have only Chalav Yisrael. I would tell a person when he goes to his parents' house not to tell them to get Chalav Yisrael. No, I went for many years to my parents' house and they didn't know, and my mother found out somehow we do eat Chalav Yisrael or drink Chalav Yisrael, and at that point she got upset why I never said anything to her, so now whenever we go, she makes sure to buy Chalav Yisrael for us. But each family situation is, of course, very, very different. okay, so let's stop here, I guess. We'll give it a minute in case Yirmi comes for Marv. So again, no Shir Monday night, but...